This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been a week of big rulings from the Supreme Court, with all of them having political and legal ramifications that will play out for years. Economic ramifications, too, from the student loan decision to the affirmative action ruling. As we said on the program yesterday, the idea that there might soon be fewer racial minorities at the nation's most selective colleges is going to make it more difficult to have a racially diverse corporate workforce. So maybe one answer is for companies to diversify where they do their recruiting. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Traditionally, many companies haven't put much thought into which colleges they visit.
So they only go to a few places. A very common place that they go is the alma mater of their CEO.
Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the Wharton School, which has produced its own share of CEOs. And he says companies looking to increase racial diversity should simply search for talent at colleges with student bodies that are underrepresented in hiring. And those schools are ready for employers to stop by.
I would like to see them in my classroom, engaging directly with my students.
Sadie Gregory is dean of the College of Business at Coppin State University, a historically Black school in Baltimore. She says she has heard from more companies in the past couple of years.
Not just reaching out to us to say, I want to hire your students, but they're reaching out to us and saying, we'd like to do a workshop on interviewing skills.
Because part of recruiting is developing a culture of trust and getting students to want to come work for you. Another thing employers could do is get rid of random rules that automatically exclude people. Again, Peter Capelli.
They have these weird cutoffs, you know, like we won't interview anybody who has below a 3.2 grade point average, and they just assume that that predicts who's going to be a good performer.
It doesn't, Capelli says, and now presents an opportunity for employers to get rid of any false assumptions about what school their next CEO should be a graduate of. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.